Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden update. With much anticipation, we look forward this week to the opening of the SOAR exhibit. Log on to your profile at southcoastbotanicgarden.org and get your tickets lined up. As warm weather is just around the corner, make sure to bring your reusable water bottle, your mask, and come see some tropical butterflies. As you enter the garden, take a quick turn through the Japanese garden to the fuchsia house. Just last week, we looked at the new growth in the fuchsia garden, and this week, we're treated to the very first blooms. Check out the beautiful bicentennial fuchsia and the First Love fuchsia. First Love is a hybrid that was introduced in 1957 and is a true classic. Bicentennial is a sparkling red and pinkish flower, while First Love is a creamy lavender and white flower. If we head into the garden on the paved path, past the SOAR butterfly pavilion, and through the demonstration garden beds, we can head to the California Native Garden located near the closed greenhouse. This is the best time of year for many of the California native plants as they are just hitting their flowering stride. If you look to the larger bushes, the Malva rosa or island tree mallow is a wonderful shrubby tree with a deep rosy pink flower. It's endemic to California and a native to the Channel Islands. It has at least a few flowers all year long, but the late winter and spring are the heaviest blooming periods. These trees make a nice backdrop or windbreak for your water-wise garden, but can also be used as an interesting focal point. Another large native California bush that is blooming just now is the sugar bush. These bushes are tough and not only drought resistant, but are one of the first California native plants to sprout after a wildfire. This is because the stumps will easily resprout, but also the seeds that have dropped to the soil actually need the heat from the fire to stimulate germination. The sugar bush is called that because the early native cultures in California used the berries as a sweetener. Another wonderful California native that is glorious in bloom now is the sticky monkey flower, so named because the flower resembles the face of a grinning monkey. These plants are wildflowers that occur in the area from southern Oregon all the way through southern California and into Baja, Mexico. The flowers can be any shade of orange, red, yellow, and to almost white. It's drought tolerant and perfect for rock gardens. Also blooming and perfect for rock garden is the Mediterranean spurge. These interesting chartreuse flowers will last from March until June. At this time of year, there's also some lovely sage plants in bloom, one being Bee's Bliss Sage, so named as it is a favorite with the bee population, and it's a creeping sage, staying close to the ground but spreading out to about 8 feet wide when it's well established. This sage has a gray-green leaf color and a blue-colored bloom. Another notable sage, named after the pollinator that it attracts, that you should see right now, can be found in the Mediterranean Garden collection to the far side of the formal rose garden. This is the hummingbird sage, and it has an upright growth habitat with beautiful deep rose-colored flowers. While you're in the Mediterranean garden, see the blue-eyed grass that is blooming close along the side of Tram Road. This is not really a grass at all, but a relative of the iris and grows from either seed or tuber. This plant is a native to meadows throughout North America, but will naturalize well in a rock garden. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.